Time to catch up now with Kendall Galbraith from the Rural, Regional and Remote Women's Network, the RRR Network as we know it. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning.
So, Kendall, what are we chatting about today?
Well, today I was going to go over the Facebook news ban that many Australians were caught up in last week.
Ah, yes, this old chestnut. So tell us, how did that impact you, the RRR Network?
Yeah, so I woke up last Thursday morning to find out that the RRR Network Facebook page was blocked to the public.
Oh, no.
What? I know.
Why was yours blocked?
Who would have thought? Yeah, so we believe our page was included because of the blanket rule applied that prevented any public page from the sharing of news. So from time to time, we share news stories or updates from government agencies, and this was identified on our page, and therefore we were blocked.
Unbelievable. Mm. So what types of news would you typically share on the page?
Look, I would say 9 out of 10 times, anything we share is of a benefit to communities, such as updates or grants or workshops being facilitated by particular agencies. We would also share information from organisations like DVSNIST, who's also blocked, a federally funded domestic violence centre for regional Western Australians. I also read that Neighbourhood Watch was blocked, and Bureau of Meteorology and DFES, and I'm sure heaps more. It really was so disappointing that Facebook did this to community organisations.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I was glad to see that there was enough of a backlash to get them to put the Bureau and DFES and some of those emergency ones back on. But other ones like DV Assist, things like that, they're probably some of the lesser known ones and they probably took a bit more time to get back on. So,
it was
a huge impact. But just how big do you think the impact was from that ban on regional WA or regional Australia even?
Well, something like this, I believe, just added a layer of disadvantage for regional Australia. Many regional people are on Facebook, less Twitter, and through Facebook they remain connected with friends and family, and there's also their way to keep abreast of news stories. It's sometimes hard or even impossible to purchase a newspaper when you live out in the regions, and even if you do, let's say you buy the West Australian or the Weekend Australian, that is only ever exposing you to one set of views. So online news allows us to read alternative perspectives and hopefully drives improved journalism like fact-checking. So this ban just cut regional Australia off in an instant. And I'm sure plenty of people will say, just download the app or purchase a subscription direct from that paper, which you can. But how many of these are you going to purchase?
That's a good point. So what about the impact on your organisation specifically?
Yeah, so 50% of our network follows us via Facebook. So that's 5,000 people. So we make sure that this page gets all of our latest updates. But losing access to 50% of your audience overnight without warning was a big concern for us. And to be honest, we were just shocked that our organisation could be caught up in something like this.
Yeah. So, look, from my understanding, the majority of content shared on the RRR Network page is stories about women. Is that right?
Yep. So it is content that we write ourselves and publish via our own website and then share across our social media platforms. So that ability to promote our own work was taken away from us.
Yeah, again, unbelievable. But in some better news, I believe the ban has now been lifted and the page is back up and running?
Yes, it is. At first, it seemed we had to go through a process with Facebook to open up our page, and that wasn't looking very straightforward as we had hoped. And then 2 days later, our page was available again without taking any further steps. So who knows?
Yeah, a bit of muscling going on higher up the food chain by the sounds of it. But so where to from here about all of this? Is the RRR Network just going to keep on and getting on with things?
More or less. And however, it does make me wonder how much we rely on Facebook and how very little control we have over this platform. This is a risk for our organisation that we have to take into consideration. I believe that we have to diversify our communications and not be so reliant on one platform. That also requires our network to diversify their communications and consider other ways to engage.
Yeah, okay. And that's, that's a very interesting discussion. A lot of options on the table to look at there as well. So, yeah, it looks like there'll be a lot of planning to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. All right, Kendall. Well, look, great to catch up with you as always and all the best. I hope that all sort of simmers down and straightens out very quickly. And, yeah, I'm sure we'll have plenty of exciting things in 2 weeks' time to chat about.
Thanks a lot.